All right, and a reminder, it is Free Beer Friday, so another case of cold butter Bud Light awarded after we sift through the bad stack and, conversely, the good stack of items we came across this week.
We got a good amount of good ones this week?
Absolutely.
Good, good, good.
We begin with this bizarre situation. A former, now former, Orange County deputy arrested after... He'd been a deputy since 2006, was fired for unrelated reasons a week or two ago. And then Sunday, police are, called out to Christopher Daugherty's residence where he's accused of giving a gun to a young girl and telling her to shoot anyone who entered his apartment. And he also allegedly performed an exorcism on a second child.
What?
Yeah.
This is a former cop doing this.
Yeah. It's
thank God he's former.
Sounds like we have some serious mental health issues going on here that you'll need to get some assistance with. Man is in custody. This in Sumter County. This horrible last Saturday. Kidnaps a woman he used to date, but not before killing a 14-year-old relative that had been staying with her, 14-year-old boy. He is now in custody in the Sumter County jail. Samuel Thomas broke into the home, killed the former girlfriend's relative, then kidnapped her. Just before noon, Thomas escaped from the suspect in Wildwood and gave authorities...
Why did he kill the 14-year-old?
No clue. Because he was there. There's no explaining these folks sometimes. We go to Tallahassee. This is the most disturbing story of the week. Talia Jefferson is 23 years old. She's was entrusted with the care of a 3-year-old boy. The boy wouldn't listen to her, so she, of course, did the logical thing and bludgeoned him to death with a tire iron.
Move on quickly. That was a visual I don't think any of us needed.
Virginia man accused of stabbing his teenage son's football teammates during practice. Guess this guy's son, who is on the team, the guy's at practice watching the high school team practice. His son had a bone to pick with the coach, gets into a physical altercation with the coach. Two players attempted to stop what was happening. This is when dad stepped in to let the confrontation continue and stabbed the two fellow players who were trying to stop the attack on the coach.
They all right? They did the pads help?
Yeah, everybody's going to be all right, but I just like, dude, it's a high school football practice. Mm-hmm. Deep breath, settle down. It's going to be all right. Daytona Beach, 33-year-old Pierre Terrell and two other individuals that police are still looking for, accused of stealing, bilking senior citizens out of money in a jury duty scam. They would call up elderly folks posing as law enforcement and tell them if they didn't bring a fine of $3,200 to the arranged meeting place, they would be arrested for missing jury duty.
And old people are going to fall for it because that stinks.
Yeah, I didn't get a jury. Yes, you did, and you didn't show up. You better bring the fine money to wherever, which happened to be outside of a bail bonds place, which was not involved with the scam, by the way. So they picked up her and looking for the two accomplices as well. Drunk driver with no arms and no legs crashed into a cop car. This in Maryland, Mechanicsville, Maryland.
How?
I guess he had some specially outfitted device so he could operate his vehicle, which is fantastic, sir. Same goes for you, though. You can't operate a vehicle after you've had a few too many, regardless of how many limbs you have. Again, in that case, luckily, no one was injured. Cop car was destroyed, and then it hit a building as well.
You think after, he spends his time, and rightfully deserved, do you think maybe we could pair him up with Crystal?
Crystal over in Polk County.
Crystal, dude. Sure. The one that the boyfriend hit her in a storage container.
It is getting to be that time of year. The holiday time of year was when that happened.
Back to the 14-year-old. Somebody texted in. The 14-year-old was trying to protect his mother, and that's why the guy killed him.
God. Said it was a... Okay. We go to some of the good stories here. This is in Canada. An Alberta man accidentally purchased two identical lottery tickets for the same drawing. He hit the lottery and ended up having to split the winnings with himself.
Oh, you get double popped on the taxes.
Well, no, he $3.8 million was the jackpot, and he held two tickets that had those numbers, and essentially he split the $3.8 million between the two tickets.
Hey, I guess you're paying tax on both either way.
Yeah, you're getting popped for whatever the dollar amount is. Kudos to a cruise ship, Carnival Sensation. This is one of the ships that has just been kind of ghost shipping out in the Atlantic. When they rescued a boat full of individuals 37 miles off the coast of Palm Beach last weekend, the 24 passengers were on a boat that started to take on water, and they brought them on the cruise ship, effectively saving all of their lives.
And they all got coronavirus?
Well, they quarantined them all. I was kidding.
Do you think we're going to get any stories of like relationships or like babies coming out from these like ghost cruise ships that have just been out at sea for months?
Has to be.
Yeah.
Like the crew with each other. Yeah.
It would be hard to pinpoint when exactly all those babies would hit because this has stretched on for so long now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know what I'm saying? It may just be an increased period.
Cruises basically came to a halt back in February, so March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Hello, baby. November, because the pregnancy I found out when I've had my first kid really lasts 10 months.
True.
Yeah. So we'll find out in November, Gamble. You may have just broken the news story. You're like breaking news, Bob.
Pregnancy spike, birth spike, yes. And a couple other things real quick. A couple was able to arrange to get married right along the U.S.-Canada border so family on both sides could attend. This is one of those families, you know, or couples that, one's from America, one's from Canada, and they've got friends and relatives on both sides. So they went right to a border town up in Maine, where Maine meets the St. Croix River, and they were able to hold the ceremony on a bridge there and a nearby waterway where some of the relatives were on boats below, and everybody was there socially distanced, and the wedding went off without any issues. Cops and bystanders helped rescue an elderly couple from a sinking car Monday. This in Lindenhurst, New York. Good job to all of them there. And also a quick nod to Jack White, who managed to buy a new guitar for a street musician who had theirs smashed to bits by a drunk woman.
Look at that.
Belushi style, yeah.
Jack stepping up. Way to go.
There you go. The good, the bad, and the ugly for this week. That's what we got.
That means that it's time for an ice cold case of Butter Bud Light. You pick up the phone, call 407-916-1011, and Young Gamble over there. We'll pick a winner.
All right. If it's the line you're on, the beer is yours. 21 or older, please, and good luck.